Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A major blow for the UEA as it gets the lowest ranking in almost 20 years. A chatty bench is unveiled to combat loneliness and how an hotel site might look after redevelopment. The troubled University of East Anglia has been handed a fresh blow after receiving its lowest ranking in a major league table in almost 20 years. The UEA has ranked 33rd in the Times and Sunday Times Good University Guide, an annually published list of the country's best universities. Judged by experts against a range of different metrics, the newly compiled list has seen the UEA drop out of the top 30 in the overall rankings for the first time in 14 years. It is also the lowest the institution has ranked in 18 years, symbolising a worried period of decline at the campus that less than a decade ago was bordering on the top 10. The highest ever ranking came in 2018 when it appeared 13th on the list during a six-year period in which it was never ranked outside the top 20. In the 2024 list, UEA was ranked as 26th, meaning its latest placing has seen it drop 7 places. The news comes following a period of financial uncertainty for the UEA and its vice-chancellor, voicing concerns about recruitment difficulties in the higher education sector as a whole.
A new chatty bench has been unveiled to help tackle loneliness in a city community. Helsdon Community Centre is now home to a new Happy to Chat bench. The benches are designed to help reduce loneliness and isolation by encouraging conversations and fostering a sense of belonging among people of all ages. Around 30 people, including local residents, community leaders and representatives from various age-friendly organisations, gathered at the community centre at a ribbon-cutting event. Dan Skipper, Chief Executive of Age UK Norwich, said, "Norwich has a really difficult level of loneliness. About 42% of people live alone in Norwich, and in some areas it can be as high as 65%. I hope this bench and future benches highlights the Age Friendly City initiative in Norwich." William Armstrong, Age UK Norwich's patron, added, "Tackling ageism and assumptions around growing older in Norwich, the Age Friendly Norwich project will look at how infrastructure services and attitudes can be improved to make the fine City of Norwich more accessible and welcoming to over 50s. Chatty benches can usually be found in parks, gardens and other public spaces, and they have proven to be effective in reducing loneliness and isolation, particularly among older adults."
Shoppers were left infuriated when a group of anti-meat protesters staged a sit-in at a city supermarket. William Granger and his partner were picking up bits for their dinner at the Pound Lane Sainsbury's in Dussindale when they found the aisle blocked. 6 protesters, bearing signs about veganism, had taken up residence in front of the meat section, sitting cross-legged on the floor. The protesters had pictures of animals with names and were handing out leaflets, William said. They were also stopping people from buying meat by blocking them. "We walked past as we didn't want to cause any more commotion, but there were multiple people in heated arguments with them." According to UK law, it is not illegal to hold a protest in a supermarket because it is an area that is open to the public. Protesters only considered trespassers if the store owner or manager asks them to leave and they do not, or if they prove a danger to shoppers.
The Hotel Nelson in Norwich, opposite the train station, is set to be demolished and rebuilt along with dozens of new homes and student accommodation. Hospitality giant Whitbread, who own Premier Inn, have revealed a new look at the scheme after nearly 2 years in the works. Whitbread hope to completely transform one of the city's main gateways, which they say is currently dominated by tired and dilapidated buildings. New details about the project were unveiled at a City Hall briefing, showing the site could provide homes for around 600 people. But the defining feature of the scheme is two large blocks of student flats, which will have a total of 491 rooms. There will also be a block of 75 residential apartments and a large plaza on the riverfront designed to host markets, concerts and other events. The site was occupied by the Great Eastern Hotel until it was demolished in 1963, and the Nelson was built in its place in 1971.
Well, it's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.